Harper Business and Harper Audio present Money Zen, The Secret to Finding Your Enough by Manisha Thakur with Lisa Sweetingham, read by Deepa Samuel. This book is written as a source of information only. The information contained in this book should by no means be considered a substitute for the advice, decisions, or judgment of the reader's financial or other professional advisor. All efforts have been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date published. Some identifying details of the subjects interviewed and discussed in this book have been changed to protect their privacy. The author and the publisher expressly disclaim responsibility for any adverse effects arising from the use or application of the information contained herein. This book is dedicated to all who have struggled with feelings of never enough. You are not alone. There is life beyond the hustle. You are enough. Introduction. If my experience is any guide, there are two paths to becoming part of a cult. One is a conscious decision. The other is a series of small, consistent, unconscious steps toward the flickering flame. Looking back, I can't say I wasn't warned. It started in 1992, when I was a senior at Wellesley College, and I was offered a highly coveted job in a 2-year financial analyst training program of a global investment bank based in London. The firm was starting to build its U.S. presence, and I was excited to be hired into their New York City Mergers and Acquisitions Group. In those days, a post-undergraduate job at a prestigious Wall Street firm like this could put you on the fast track to getting into a top-tier business school and on the path to making the kind of money I could only dream about. My training began in London, where I was housed in an expensive flat in Kensington, one of the chicest parts of town. Night after night, my cohorts and I were wined and dined at London's best restaurants by senior members of the firm who introduced us to the organization and its culture. It was a glamorous time for a girl from a small Midwestern town. After 6 weeks of training, I was sent to the New York office to begin work. In contrast to my heady time in London, the everyday culture here was classic Wall Street, intense, relentless, and exhausting. Young investment banking analysts like me mostly sat around all day waiting for a managing director to dump a pile of work on our desks at about 5 p.m., which we would then sweat over until 3 or 4 in the morning. We were constantly trying to outdo one another. Who could handle the largest volume of work? Who could curry favor with the most powerful members of the deal teams? Competition was not limited to new recruits. The senior executives were also engaged in their own Game of Thrones-like battle to advance their careers, resulting in their need to squeeze as much support work out of us as possible. At least once or twice a week, they squeezed so hard that we were forced to pull all-nighters to get it all done. Bleary-eyed as the sun began to rise, we'd freshen up in the bathroom and drink copious amounts of coffee to wake us up before the senior members of the team began to file in at 7:30 a.m. After 6 months, I'd had enough. No longer willing to work in an environment that felt like a mixed martial arts cage fight, I decided to quit. My plan was to get into business school and then pivot my career toward an area of finance called investment management, a sector that was worlds apart in terms of culture. From what I could tell, investment management had a vibe that felt less like a death match and more like the world of professional tennis, competitive and demanding, yet in a civilized setting. After all the time and expense the company had invested in my London training, I was sure my bosses would be furious that I was leaving the 2-year program early. I steeled myself for the recriminations sure to come. To my surprise, they never did. Instead, the executive managing director to whom I submitted my resignation responded wistfully, "We'll miss you, Manisha, but good for you. Get out before you have a family and they get so used to the kind of money and lifestyle this brings."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?